Hey guys, good morning. Okay, it's morning on this part of the world, and well, I am recording this podcast because something terrible happened yesterday, and I really don't know how the people involved are feeling like, but this is my own way of expressing myself and you know how I feel about what happened. Now, okay, by the way, I'm Mirabelle, and this is my podcast channel, The Diary of a Black Girl. I talk about myself, my life, and life in general, and you know, everything. So, about what happened today, yeah, some years back, let's say about 5 years ago, I knew this man, not directly. I knew him via social media. He was called Dr. Love. I really loved what he did, what he was doing for teenagers all over Nigeria and all of that. So I usually listened to his messages. He was more of a role model for me because I don't know, I loved his principles, like what he taught. I really loved that. I loved the basis of his ministry, the Mind Teenage Ministry, yeah. And I remember even attending World Virginity Day in, I think, 2016. And, well, I was an ardent follower, or I was just this fan that really loved him from afar, that really liked him and probably had intentions of maybe getting to meet him one day. Well, so unfortunately, somehow my interest got divided and I stopped following his messages. I don't even know what happened, but I just noticed my interest was no longer like it used to be, and I wasn't so interested in him anymore. Like before now, if I open my Instagram, it is to go through his Instagram page, his wife's Instagram page, and the Mind Teenage Ministry page and all of that. But I just noticed my interest kind of died and I didn't bother about it. Anyways, I woke up yesterday and discovered there was a news, more like a tweet. So many tweets, actually, not just one. So many tweets accusing him of sexually abusing teenagers placed under his care. You guys, this feels so strange, so alien. I don't know how I was feeling. I was hurt. I felt so terrible. I felt exhausted getting to find out this kind of thing. I mean, this was a man who used sexual purity as the basis for his ministry. He used sexual purity as the principle on which he preaches in his church. This is a man that parents practically hand over their teenagers to him because he preaches no sex until marriage. I don't know if you've ever seen hashtag no some. He preaches that, and you know, a lot of parents would definitely trust him because of the fact that he preaches that message. I mean, no church practically hits the nail on the head, or no minister that I have come to know who hits the nail on the head when it comes to sexual purity, sex and sexual education, sex education questions and all of that. No minister has ever hit the nail on the head like this man. Like, he practically tackles issues that revolves around sex education, sexual purity and all of that. And then imagine the irony, coming to find out that the same man who has been preaching for his teenagers under his care, who's been preaching for them to be sexually pure, wait until they get married. Back in the days when I listened to his messages, there are times in the messages he preaches about how he and his wife abstained sexually and they waited until their wedding night and all of that. I mean, this same man is the one going about sexually abusing teenagers who trust him, teenagers' parents trust him with, teenagers' brothers, uncles trust him with, teenagers, teachers trust him with. I mean, seriously, I don't know. I kept saying, please make it make sense, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how could someone, nobody should tell me he's a human being, he's bound to fail. If he was bound to fail, he should have failed in any other area, not that particular area. Now, the truth is, the message of no sex until marriage still stands, yeah? But this man has tainted that message. Those who never believed in it in the first place will make mockery of those who have been believing in it all along. And then there are those who have been believing in it who would suddenly decide not to continue because of him. There are teenagers who are going to be confused, who are going to feel betrayed, who are going to feel downcasted, frustrated, because this man was practically a father figure to them. He was a role model to them. I mean, look at me. I wasn't directly involved with him, but I still feel, you know, betrayed, kind of. Like, how could you even stoop so low to, you know, do something like that? So now I am imagining teenagers who were directly under his care, those who practically adored him as a father. I mean, what would they be doing? Some teenagers are going to go wayward. And then his victims, what happens to them? What happens with them? The parents, what happens to the parents? Parents who maybe forced their teenagers to go to his church, go to his ministry, forced their teenagers to be under him. How would those parents feel? I am trying to put myself in the shoes of a parent right now and asking myself, what would I have done if I was a parent and my teenager was abused and I practically had a hand in it? I mean, what would I do? The funny thing is, this man has refused to be remorseful. He's not feeling any form of remorse. And from the voice notes that I heard he sent to the families of the victims, it's obvious he doesn't even have plans of repenting. He doesn't have plans of, you know, feeling sorry for what he did. I don't know, but this is really horrible. I don't know for other people, but I've just always been someone who keeps a distance from pastors in quotes. I'm just not that person who is overly very close to my pastor. I could be close, but not very close. And somehow I'm beginning to thank God for that. Like, the funny thing is, his wife is not really an accomplice, but she supports, she's covering up for him, she's aware of all of this, and she's keeping quiet. Nobody knows why. And then another irony is that he has a daughter. Yeah, he does. He has a daughter, and his daughter is not yet a teenager. She should be maybe 7 or 8. And I feel so sorry for her, because people are practically going to be praying that the same thing he has done to other teenagers is going to happen to his daughter. But I really hope they would get justice. Personally, I feel like if he had if he had even been caught having extramarital affairs, that would have been better than him being like than him being involved in sex abuse. It's crazy. No, it's not acceptable in any way. I really don't know how broken those directly involved with this are, because it's really not easy to take in. A lot of people trusted this man. I'm talking about hundreds of teenagers, hundreds of youth. And the funny thing is that some of them even grew up in his house. Yeah, there are stories of some who were sent by their parents to go and live with him because of one reason or the other. So it's crazy, guys. It's really crazy. I am so speechless. I don't know what to say anymore. I just wish he was caught for something different, you know. I'm not saying any sin is bigger than any, but I'm just saying it could have been a bit more bearable if he was caught for something else, for some other kind of sin and not this particular one. God. Well, this is me trying to let my heart out on this, and I really hope I feel better. I didn't have a good night last night. I couldn't really sleep well because my mind kept drifting to that, and it really ruined my day yesterday. So this is me hoping that I feel better. And just in case you were a victim, please, the problem is not you, the problem is him. And you should get all the help you need, and also just move on. Do what's best for you, and don't try to give up on yourself because of one predator. Don't try to do that. You'll be ruining your life the more if you do that. Also, all hope is not lost. You're gonna be fine. You just need to get out there and get the help you need. And I know it's going to be difficult to even try to trust anybody anymore, but you could try. Really, you could try. It's going to be really difficult, but I know you could try, so you should. I'm really sorry for what you've been through and what you're going through right now. I'm sorry about that. I really hope you find peace and find the healing that you deserve. Okay, guys, I think I'll have to end this here. I don't want it to become so long, and I'm trying to make sure my episodes are just under 15 minutes. I don't want them to be too long so I don't end up boring or people don't end up listening to everything. So until I come your way again, I still remain Mirabelle of The Diary of a Black Girl. Please share my podcast with your friends. You can send me a voice message on what you think. You can send me a message on Twitter, on Instagram, on what you think about this particular issue. You can just talk to me. And in case you have anything you want to tell me about my podcast, whatever it is, criticism, compliment, whatever, just reach out to me. I am on Instagram and Twitter as Diary of Dear Mirabelle. Sorry, yeah, on Twitter and on Instagram, I am Dear Mirabelle. Dear Mirabelle, DearMirabelle. Dear Mirabelle. So you can reach out to me. Just let me know what you think and what you would like to see on the podcast. Thank you. Have a good day.